On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. JP Finley here. Big thanks to the folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia for taking care of us. We ride with them. You guys should ride with them. It's a Friday pod. No over-unders because the Redskins aren't playing. Instead of over-unders, we have a special guest. As usual, though, Rich Tandler's here. Tandler, what's up, man?
Hey, hi, Tandler.
All right. Pete's here.
Hey, hi, Pete.
Recurring guest, friend of the program, John Keim, is on the phone from a location where I think you're driving around. What's up, dude?
I am driving around. How are you?
All right, but you're on Bluetooth, right? So we're safe?
Yeah, we'll say that.
Okay, sounds good. all right, so we have a fun podcast. Here's the absolute peak of this podcast is, as many people know, this is the bye week. And on the bye week, a lot of people go on vacation. Mitch Tischler, living the true bachelor life, decided to go to Europe. He is in Germany for Oktoberfest. And we got Mitch on the phone from the Hofbrauhaus for a really pretty incredible interview. That's going to come at the end of the podcast because we can't lead with that thing.
No, you got to stay around.
You have to stay around for it. You need to stay around.
It's wild. All right, but we're going to do a little bit of football talk, then we're going to do a little bit of bye week talk. I want to start with this. So again, we talked about this on Wednesday's pod. It's not the Redskins' fault that the bye week comes in week 4. This is when it is, and we have to kind of divide it up into the pre-bye week and the post-bye week. Calling it the first half and the second half of the season is clearly wrong, but we want to talk about looking ahead, starting with the Saints, and then they still got 13 games to play. Who is a guy to watch in the second half? And that's the big question for us. I don't know. Tandler, you want to go first?
I have one ready.
All right, Pete, you go first.
I'm going to say Vernon Davis, and I'm not saying this because Keim is on and I need to plug his article with Alex Smith and Vernon Davis one more time. I just think that 50-yard catch against the Packers, this offense hasn't shown really the consistent big play ability, and you don't normally associate a tight end with big play ability. Reed is more of the 15 to 20-yard guy. But Davis last year and all of training camp has made these sideline catches for 30, 40, 50 yards, flipping the field, jump-starting drive. So maybe that first one against the Packers will kind of get things going for him. Him and Alex Smith will continue to find that connection. So can Vernon Davis pop up with a big catch every week, every other week, and give this offense some juice instead of having to grind out drives? That's what I'll be watching for when they come back versus the Saints.
Vernon Davis, Pete says. Not the one I was expecting, but no, hey, it's good.
That's legit. That's
a good right. point. Taylor, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. Monte Nicholson.
That's a good one.
Now, this is not a guy who has played poorly.
Now, is this a guy to watch or a guy you expect to step up or what?
A guy to watch.
Okay.
He's played every defensive snap. He's one of, I think, three guys who have played 100% of the snaps. But he hasn't really had a big impact yet. He doesn't have an interception. He doesn't have a big hit. And I think we're going to see more of that as the year goes on. He made an adjustment in how they're playing safety. He's sometimes up more the strong safety. Sometimes he's back more of the free safety. I think that took a little bit of getting used to for him. So I think once he settles into that role, I think we'll see him, get a few interceptions, make a few big hits to knock balls away. and become a little bit more noticeable on the field. Again, it's been noticeable that the Redskins have not given up, with that one exception against the Packers, a lot of long plays, and that's credit to the entire defensive backfield. But I think, you know, and Monte as well. But I think we'll start to notice him more in a positive way as the season goes on.
That's good. And I'm not sure. Monte hasn't been bad, but he hasn't flashed like he did last year. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's a good one. All right, Kime, you want to go?
Yeah, first of all, I'm going to blame the early buy and the fact that Gruden did not play his starters more in the preseason.
Definitely.
Had he done that, the buy would have been in week 8. So we all know that.
That's genius. So, I never thought of that.
Thank you very much.
I also want to say they didn't call the same plays for RG3.
that's a classic. I'm going to say Paul Richardson. And it's as much about his productivity as it is more about his, really actually more about his health. I think how long he can go with that shoulder, I think, will be a determining factor in where this offense goes. I do, you know, I like the other talent they have with Reed, and I think Davis is a good one. He's only had 4 targets in the first 3 games. I think that will increase. I think Reed's targets will increase. But I think the success of that downfield stuff rests a lot on Richardson, and he's you almost kind of consider him, you know, that it's a pain management issue with the shoulder. How long can he hold out with that? Can he go all year with that over for 13 straight games? I think that's going to definitely be something to watch, because if he can't, now you're looking at a guy like Josh Doctson who has to do more, or a guy like Michael Floyd who is a Z receiver, which is what Richardson plays, has to come in and contribute. But Richardson gives them a dimension they don't have from anybody else. And you even watching that play last week with the touchdown to Smith, the ability to just, you know, there was a lot of trust there, giving him a chance to make a play, putting in an open spot, but allowing, you know, knowing his speed is going to get him down there. But I think he, to me, is a guy to watch.
It's a good one, certainly. It's tough because a lot of the people we've named in the conversation around who our guys to watch are, like, I think it's super important to watch Jordan Reed. If he stays healthy, this team looks different, and that relates direct to Vernon Davis, like Pete said. I think with Paul Richardson, it's like, will Josh Doctson emerge to anything? You know what I mean? Like, that's a part of how important Richardson is. So I'm going to kind of – go ahead.
I was originally going to say Doctson because of my fear is the same thing with – because if anything happens to Richardson – but then I thought, well, then it's Richardson, because if he's healthy, he gives them a different look.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've talked about how this is a good timing on the bye week for Trent Williams, who's having the minor surgery, for Brandon Sheriff, who's limping around a little bit on his knees. Good timing on the bye week for
Adrian
Richardson.
Peterson's got a walking boot on.
Yeah.
I would like to also say it's good timing on the bye week now, but then it's 13 straight weeks. So that's
they have that little bit of extra time off between Thanksgiving and the Monday nighter.
Yeah, kind of a half bye.
I think they'll be off Friday to almost Wednesday, honestly. Like, there may be a walkthrough scheduled that Monday or something, but they won't have real practice for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, almost a week.
Okay.
Is it bad that I had to count that out on my hand?
Yeah, it is. But we'll talk about that later.
So my guy to watch is going to be 2, but I think they're intrinsically related. I'm starting with Alex.
That's something I would do is go with 2.
I know. I'm stealing a page out of Kime's playbook.
No, you would interrupt your own segment by typing out a tweet that you forgot to tweet. That's what you would do.
I'm starting with Alex Smith, and I think we've seen Alex be pretty good. He wasn't particularly good against the Colts, but Cardinals, he was great. Packers, he was really good in the first half. I think they need Alex Smith to continue to produce at a high level. The throw he made to Richardson is the one that kind of got the headlines, but the throw to Crowder in the red zone, I think that's the best throw he's made as a Redskin so far, the TD throw to Crowder. That you got to see more of that zipping it into a tight spot. I think they showed a little RPO action on that. There's so much that he can do that will just tremendous. Like, when Jay Gruden in the offseason would get all fired up talking about Alex Smith, it was plays like that to Crowder, the touchdown against the Packers. And the Redskins are going to need a lot more of that. So to get a lot more of that, it's imperative that Trent Williams stay on the field. And we're all kind of Trent is the kind of dude I just believe. When he says it's cool, I'll be out there. Like, there have been situations where he's been honest and like, nah, I'm, like last year when he was playing through the knee injury and he was kind of going every other game, he was more or less honest about that. So we knew to believe and trust what he says. So right now, I totally believe Trent and trust that he says, you know, this minor bursaspasm thing isn't a big deal. I'll be good to go for the Saints game. I'll be good to go beyond that. But you can't afford to lose Trent Williams. He's probably the best left tackle in football. It allows Alex Smith to do so much more with his athleticism. And I think we can't look too far past the fact that this guy's getting surgery on the bye week. Yeah. So that's my guy to watch. I think the whole O-line, if I could pick five more guys, is my guy to watch.
You want to do anybody on defense too?
Yeah.
I had about 53 guys I was going to
pick. I go 54.
Yeah,
that's
JP
how,
gives
that's
you
how
the extra.
Thorough I am. But I think this team will do well as long as that O-line is doing well. Shocker.
There's, I know.
Football 101
right
there.
There's some knowledge being dropped here, folks. Stop your car and listen.
One point on two on that touchdown pass to Crowder, that it was off the RPO. And I think one thing, this is a little pet peeve of mine that people keep screaming about, why did they use Adrian Peterson out of the gun? It's not his best thing. Well, not everybody gets used to their top strength on every play. But that
don't
play,
I know it.
Right.
And I produce this podcast half the time. So, yes, you're right about that.
But because they've shown that Peterson will run out of that, the backside opens, backside goes with Peterson, which completely opens that middle. And it's Smith's ability to make the quick decision that helps that window from closing. So, but that's all off of that. But it is, that's what you're right, JP. That's exactly what they liked about Smith is the quick decision making in that RPO system.
Agreed. Pete, just to follow up, what is your biggest strength then as a player?
Okay, we can come back to that later if you'd like.
Yeah.
Well, Pete thinks
that's pretty damning that I can't think of one right off the bat. I am not a quick decision maker.
Well, Pete thinks, let's thank the good folks, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, specifically the good people at Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. My boy Bob Biagi runs the store out there. Give him a call. 571-366-8047. Biagi will take care of anything you need. They got new cars, used cars, Oarsman Lifetime Edge. They got it all, man. Check them out. I think now is the time to talk about our bye week activities. And it is very, very obvious who's winning the bye week, and that's Mitch Tischler, who's in Germany at Oktoberfest. But I want to now rank what we are doing, what are cool bye week activities. Tandler, do you want to start?
Well, it's yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
He's up in Amish country, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Tandler's building sleds for the bye week.
No, we're having some friends come into town. My wife had her birthday on Monday, so her lifelong best friend and her husband are coming to town, and we're going to just kind of do a few things around town.
Like what? What
like
things?
Laid back. We're going to Middleburg. We're going to probably Reston Town Center.
Ooh, yeah, say hi to our ambassador there.
As you might be able to guess.
Oh, so you're going to like, are there outlets in Middleburg?
Yeah, outlet mall in Middleburg.
I thought it was in Leesburg.
Well, that'll be part of it too. So,
oh wow,
it's kind of a maybe Tyson's Corner if we get very
so are
very
these
ambitious.
Are these not your, is this an IPA weekend or no?
No.
Okay.
Oh, this is the, okay, I see.
Tandler behaves unless he's with us.
There's a couple Tandlers.
Pretty much, yeah.
A couple different Tandlers you're going to get.
All right. So Tandlers, respectfully, sounds kind of lame.
It does. I'll take that. I'll accept that.
All right, Pete, what are you doing?
So Friday night, I've been planning going out with three friends. We're bringing this group of girls out with us. I've been setting this up for a while. We're going out to Virginia. We think Virginia is just the land of
Arlington.
That's great. Arlington. Yes, we love Arlington.
Well, you're going to bars. Let's like establish.
Yeah.
So you're having the exact opposite weekend of Tandler.
Yeah. I'm going to be drinking as about, not IPAs, but about 100 beers, hopefully. Not as many as Mitch, but I want to finish in second place on bi-week alcohol consumption.
All right. All right.
And then.
So is this like a romantic affair? What's going on here?
It's like a, I'm bringing like three of my friends. She's bringing like three of her friends. We'll see who gets matched up with what. It's going to be fun.
Wow.
I don't think I want to hear about that.
Pete being 23 years old, man, it's a different world.
Then I'm going to also, so Saturday, Friday and Saturday, the Ryder Cup begins. I'm going to try and stay up and watch that after I drink, kind of do like a all night, all day affair of Ryder Cupping. Saturday, also go out. I haven't decided with whom or where, but going to do that again. And then Sunday is going to be great. Ryder Cup finishes up from 6 a.m. to 1. And guess what starts at 1? Football. I'm going to watch football after that. So Sunday will be the recovery day. Sports all day. But yes, a lot of drinking. The bye week is supposed to be for resting. I'm not going to rest at all.
Like I said, it's R&R. Red Zone and Ryder Cup.
Taylor, how would you rank Pete's bye week, bye weekend?
I don't know. I kind of been there, done that.
You know, yeah, I mean, you're over it.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Kime, how would you rank Pete's bye week?
I fell asleep during Tandler's. What did
you say? Tandler's going shopping is the big part. Tandler's going to the outlet mall.
There's not enough barbecue in my weekend to impress Kime, unfortunately.
I'm guessing. All right, so we'll go to Kime now. I'm guessing the centerpiece of Kime's bye weekend is going to be smoker or grill related.
Well, it will be, but I'll be honest. I'm going to take Tandler's lameness and raise it by a couple levels.
Let's do it. Let's get lame.
Misery loves company.
I mean, here's the thing. My bye week includes going to the doctors and finding out I have to have surgery on my shoulder.
Now, sorry, dude.
It's arthroscopic, but it's still a surgery. So,
it's right minor surgery, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it kind of sucks right there.
Will you be back for New Orleans?
I'll be back. Yeah, I'm not having the surgery yet.
Okay, just making sure.
I've been playing through pain for a while.
Blogging through pain.
Yeah,
soldier.
People have no idea. I want to get the bracelets out for Cake Strong. You know what I mean? but I think, like, for my weekend, at some point, I'm sure.
When is the surgery? I'm sorry.
I haven't scheduled it yet.
Okay.
I haven't scheduled it yet. So, but it'll probably be on a Friday, which means I'm going to miss a Chef Mel day.
That's
Monday.
A dagger.
It really sucks.
Right.
So, but my weekend, though, it really is kind of, I mean, to be honest, a lot of it is just about Ohio State and Penn State Saturday night.
That's a big game. What are you doing for the game? I'm sure you're watching it at home, but like, what's the food?
I think we have some kids stuff during the day, so I don't think I can do the smoker on Saturday. Last week I did ribs, and they were fantastic.
When are you going to bring some of these ribs to the Redskins media room?
I think we have a bad connection. I did that in the past. That was our Friday stuff.
Yeah.
Now we take Jeff Mel. So, but the problem is, like, these ribs take like 6 hours. So it's glorious too. And I get the TV set up in the garage and stuff. It's nice. But so I don't know if I'm going to do that. So I think I might go down to Front Royal on Saturday. Hopefully, my son has some confirmation retreat for church that he has to go to. So I'll bring my bike, do some riding down there. Watch Ohio State, Penn State on Sunday. We're going apple picking with some other families, something we've done for 20 some years.
Apple picking can be fun.
It is fun. I mean, but you know, it's not going to, you know, it's not Tamer's. I mean, I think people might say, oh, you know, the outlet mall shopping sounds pretty cool. So,
but are you going to miss football on Sunday then, apple picking?
We'll
go in the morning.
A couple hours. We'll only be gone for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I'll be able to watch.
I wanted to ask you guys, will you be watching other games on Sunday? Because I always find myself, it's great to watch the Redskins, but every once in a while, I'm like, wow, I miss kind of just being able to sit down
and
watch.
That's one of the things I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah.
Second half, I go straight
Red Zone.
The second half of the 1 o'clock Red Zone.
Yeah,
so like 3 to 4:30 is my sweet spot.
As the poop is hitting the fan and things are happening, it's
Pete,
great.
You got to stop saying poop all the time. It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say, I don't want to curse unlike you.
Just don't say any of it.
Okay. As it's getting crazy.
Hey. I might do the smoker on Friday, and if I do, then hopefully we'll do the brisket.
Oh, now you're talking.
There we go.
All right, Pete, who has the lamer weekend planned, Tandler or Kime?
I was going to just say Tandler because it involved shopping, but then Kime dropped that he's going apple picking on Sunday. And that alone, like, even I was fine with giving it to Kime, even though he found out he has to have shoulder surgery. But then the apple picking was a pick six at the end. So Tandler, his weekend is better than Kime's, unfortunately.
All right, before we go,
I was going to raise it.
Well, you certainly did.
You weren't lying. All right, before we go to Mitch, who's, I mean, this interview.
Have you given your weekend?
No, I'm about to give mine.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going to land. I think I'm going to win the four of us just because of the location. So I'm going to the beach. It is our fifth wedding anniversary on Friday.
Wow.
So it's crazy, man. Time flies. So
you got married during a football season?
I did, dude. I did. It was 2013. So I was like in a different function. It was also, dude, you think I had any control? My wife wanted to get married in the fall, and we got married in the fall.
Yeah, I guess.
Sounds about like, right.
I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, Kaim, isn't yours in September also?
Early, yeah, he just had his.
September, Labor Day weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
26 years for you, I believe?
26.
Wow, Pete.
How the hell did I pull that?
My brothers got mad at me because Ohio State played that day. The wedding was at 5. Their game was at 1, and it was against Louisville. It was supposed to be a blowout, and it was a game that went down to the wire. They had to stop them on, like, the 2, and we had to scramble to get down there in time. Huh. And the first words I said to my wife on the altar were, "They barely won."
That's awesome. That is awesome. So we're going down to the beach. We're going out for crabs.
What beach?
Ocean City. We're on the Bayside. So the plan is Friday's weather looks pretty bad. So we're just going to drop. My little girl has school. Once school ends, we'll drive to the beach. Preschool gets over at noon. So we should be down there by like 3 o'clock. Go out for crabs Friday night. Saturday
should Where do you go for crabs?
I like Crab Alley in West Ocean City.
Nice.
It's very, very good. But I honestly, because I haven't gotten crabs many times this summer, I might call around and see what place like has jumbos. Mm. And I might actually do that like now. I might plan ahead and like reserve some jumbos. I'm ready for this.
Getting a little jealous of your weekend.
Yeah, dude. So Saturday, I don't know if you guys have ever been. The beach I like to go to down there, I prefer the Delaware beaches, to be clear, but my wife and her family prefer Ocean City, and like I said about my wedding date, all these things, my wife's in charge of everything. So, but we go down to Assateague, which is a national park, which is pretty awesome because you can bring your dog, so Banks gets to come.
Sweet.
Bring a cooler. Great beach day. It's pretty empty down there, which is awesome. Like, I hate crowded beaches.
And also,
which you get
it's September
everywhere.
Does it get? It's probably pretty empty time of year. Too,
yeah.
Right?
Well, and the weather looks great for Saturday. It looks like near 80 degrees. Ooh. So my daughter has fun. We all have a lot of fun.
It's a good family Saturday.
Yeah. And then maybe a boat ride Saturday night or a boat ride Sunday morning.
You bring Banks on the boat too.
Yeah. We bring
that.
Banks goes on the boat. He chills. My little girl has to wear her life vest on the boat, which she's not wild about, but whatever. We make it work. My wife's pregnant, so I have a driver all weekend. So the beers will just be flowing. Devil's Backbone, the good folks at Devil's Backbone have laced me with a whole bunch of ATTR Burgundy and Gold Ale. So I got some beers for the weekend, and we have to come back Sunday night. I was hoping we could stay till Monday morning, but my wife can drive. So
no apple picking along the way.
No apple.
Yeah, well,
dude, I'll be doing some like kiddie stuff though. Like I'm sure we'll go like play putt-putt, something like that.
When do you find out that you have to have surgery?
Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, come Tuesday when I'm sitting there with a bushel full of apples and you guys are all done. You guys will be thanking your lucky star.
No, I'll be saying, thank God I didn't have to do that this past weekend.
My wife makes me an apple crisp. It starts with the picking.
Bring that in, and I'll never insult apple picking again.
Exactly. exactly.
All right, so I'll let Tandler rate my weekend.
Pretty good. That definitely tops among us four. No doubt about it.
Pete probably thinks his is more fun.
I think
fun.
Mine is fun, but JP's... If I wanted to be a family man, that sounds like a really good family.
Right.
Weekend.
At 37, mine is good. At 23, Pete's is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, just so you know, Pete's birthday's coming up. Wanted to make sure you had that on your calendar. Tandler says he will do nothing for him. Is that right? That's
exactly what he did for me on my birthday.
When was yours?
No, I sang for you. I sang for you on the podcast and Redskins 100.
That's
I remember
true.
It.
That's true. Will you at least sing for him, Tandler?
No.
Time will you sing for Pete?
It's on Wednesday, next Wednesday, October 3rd.
Oh, hell no.
I don't want any apple crisp, so don't even waste
I do.
Your time.
Have you ever had don't. Apple crisp, you idiot? It's good.
I'd like chocolate items, not apple items.
Oh, you're okay. Lame.
Oh my
See,
God.
See, all the more reason not to sing for him on his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's. Lame. I'm going to go out of my way to not say happy birthday.
That'd make me really sad.
All right. It is time to go. Kaim, any final words before we go into our bye weekends and you go apple picking and have surgery.
I prefer the Gala apples to be picked.
I'm a Fuji guy.
I like Fujis too. Yeah, Fujis are good. Galas are good. Fujis are really good too.
Worst apple, Granny Smith.
I am not a Granny Smith. I also don't like the red Macintosh. it just they're flavorless. But the Granny Smith, I'm not a fan of that at all either.
They're all the same to me.
Really? I think they taste different. Honey Crisp is very good too.
Okay, yes, I'll take your word for both of you on these.
Pete clearly has never had an app. How many cavities have you had in your young life?
17. I haven't had an apple.
You've had 17 cavities.
I haven't had an apple in God knows how long. Maybe I forget what color apples are.
Eat more apples, less chocolate chip muffins, and maybe your teeth will survive.
No, I'm okay with the cavities. The muffins are so good.
Because here's the other thing that Pete thinks he's so invincible. Eventually, you can't eat like that all the time.
Yeah, and when that happens, I'll adjust. But right now, it doesn't affect me at all, so I'm going to keep doing it. My freezer is loaded with muffins.
All right, you know who is... All right, we just... Do we have to, like, preface this Mitch interview at all to warn... Is there a warning we need to
put? I don't... You know... Just kind of listen to the beginning of it. It's not your thing. Turn it off because it's not going to go really get any better
You are. There's a lot of repetition.
You'll know right away if it's your thing.
It's kind of the same interview four times in a row. It's very repetitive, but it's fun.
So Mitch, we all know Mitch likes his beer. Mitch is at a beer festival in Germany where they serve giant beers.
And it was like, what, 5 p.m. or something?
It was also quite a time delay. So it was into the evening for Mitchell. So imagine the state of mind he's in going into this interview.
It's like if Tandler was given unlimited spending in an L.L. Bean store, that's what it is for Mitch. Like, he's just in heaven right now.
Kime, thank you as always, dude.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Before we go to Mitch, thank you one more time, the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should, too. And that's it. Here comes the big man. If you're not into shtick and a little bit of vulgarity, you should stop listening to the podcast now. Goodbye.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Mitchell?
You hear me, guys?
Yeah! Let's go!
I heard you on last call.
Okay, good.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah. Yo, we're live, dude. We're there's no intro for this. We're up. So you got to try to curtail the cursing.
All right.
Tell us what you're seeing. No cursing, where are you? Gotcha. Where are you? What are you doing? What are you seeing?
I'm at Oktoberfest. I'm in the Hofbrauhaus.
You're in Munich, right?
And it's right outside Munich. The Oktoberfest is like the Montgomery County Fairgrounds on steroids.
Dude, that's such a, like...
I think you're underselling it
gotta
there.
It's got to be better than that, dude.
I mean, it's a huge-ass fairgrounds with lots of games and rides and whatnot, and a bunch of, I think there are 16 big tents, the main tents with some of the beers that you guys have heard of, and then about 10 or 20 side tents that are the other ones.
How much beer are you drinking right now?
A lot.
Like those big glasses we saw on your Instagram. How many of those are you putting down like a day?
They're all liter beers. At Oktoberfest in the fairgrounds.
You can't get a smaller one if you wanted one?
What was that?
Like you can't get a smaller one if you want one?
No. The smallest beer is a liter. The biggest beer is a liter. That's all they bring you. And if you stand up on the table with a beer, everyone cheers you on. And if you guys look at my
Instagram page. Basically, I stood up. I got everybody in the entire damn tent cheering me on and chugged half a liter. And it was pretty spectacular.
That's like a gallon of gas, I think. I don't even know.
Has anyone been stupid enough to challenge you to a drinking contest, or have they seen how much you're putting down and they're just leaving you alone?
No one's challenged anybody, but basically people stand up with whatever beer they have in their liter mug, and they'll chug it, and everyone cheers them on. And if you screw it up and you don't finish it, everyone throws pretzels and whatever else they have at you. And so basically, two different times I stood up, chugged my beer, and had the entire 7,000-person tent cheering me on. I'm doing the whole, I'm trying to pump everybody up, getting them into it. And that's what we've been doing.
So you're basically like Hulk Hogan out there. Like, I am a real American.
It was kind of the highlight of my entire, like everything that I did leading up to this moment was for this moment.
Like in your life?
7,000 people cheering you on as I chugged a beer was like the greatest thing ever.
Where is the video, dude? I'm trying to find it.
I'm going to upload it. I think it's uploaded right now to my Instagram page.
Oh, all
right,
you haven't posted
some more.
Yeah,
you know, I have like five different angles of me pumping up the entire crowd of 7,000 people.
I can't wait to see this.
Two things, Mitch. Stop calling it an Instagram page. You sound like Tandler. And number two, how long would I last at Oktoberfest? 25 minutes? 30 minutes?
Pete, you literally wouldn't survive. So everyone orders beers. You order a beer.
Pete couldn't hold a liter of beer.
Yeah, it'd be too heavy.
There's no beer smaller than a liter of beer, and literally everyone is sipping it until you stand up on the table and you get everybody around you, and you're pumping them up, like getting them, everybody.
Hey, Mitch, real quick, can you get a beer that's smaller than a liter?
You cannot.
Is there a lot of table standing going on?
In Munich, you can get like a half liter, but everyone kind of makes fun of you for doing that.
But at Oktoberfest, can you get a beer smaller than a liter?
You cannot.
Okay, just trying to make that clear.
So literally everybody, the entire 10,000 versus 10, everybody
the tent's
has
getting bigger, by the way.
Liters of beer.
How's the food? A lot of pretzels?
A lot of pretzels, a lot of German mustard. But the real, the emphasis of everything is beer. B-I-E-R, beer. And as you're in these tents, the biggest tent is 7 or 10,000
people. You don't
and
say.
I was in a 10,000 person tent, stood up with 3/4 of a liter of beer. I had the entire tent
just cheering me on. Were you pumping them up?
I'm pumping them up.
Yeah.
I'm literally doing the whole Hogan. Give me more.
And were you like Hulk Hogan?
I kind of felt like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, there we go. It's
that's
okay.
Right.
That's what Chovers is for.
Have you gotten Lederhosen yet?
So it's actually funny that at Oktoberfest, literally everybody is in Lederhosen, and I'm wearing shorts and a plaid shirt, and people are kind of making fun of me because I'm not in Lederhosen.
So you're gonna get some? So get some damn Lederhosen.
So we stopped by the store yesterday trying to buy Lederhosen, and they were sold out.
Of your size or of all Lederhosen?
Not even my size. Everybody's Lederhosen.
All right.
Everybody is wearing Lederhosen. I'm kind of a joke because I'm not wearing Lederhosen.
But at least you're standing up on the table and pumping them up.
Literally standing on top of the table, the entire beer house of 10,000 people are standing at you. And if you don't finish your beer,
they throw stuff at you, right?
Chucking,
yeah.
Yo, they just start chucking beer.
Pretzels.
And pretzels and radishes, which is a thing, at you.
And that's happened to you a couple times, right?
It has not happened to me 0 times.
That's
right before I stood up on my table, a dude stood up, he had about half a beer left, and he couldn't finish it. and people, the entire beer house just boos him, throwing stuff at him the entire time.
How many people? How many people are there?
10,000 in this beer house.
Whoa. Mitchell, I love you. We love you. There is no better vacation you could be on. Thank you for calling in on your vacation to give us an update on if they serve liter beers or smaller. We're going to let you go and have more fun, all right?
Keep living it up, big guy.
It's all liter beers, and I would fear for Pete in this situation.
Find some lederhosen. We love you, Mitch. Enjoy your trip.
Love you, Mitch.
Bye, Mitch.
Hey, did you guys see the tweet that I sent to Chandler about the chicken hat?
Oh, yeah. It's a turkey hat, first
of all. We're working on it.
But yes, we're working on it, but please get it.
So they sent, everywhere you go, they have chicken turkey hats. And if you press the button, the internal button, the little turkey leg clap at the top. And I really, really, really wanted to buy Chandler one. He was not into it.
Thank you, Mitch. It's the thought that counts.
Go rage, Chandler, big guy. We got a dip, buddy. Have fun.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.